I have explained to you the three characteristics. Now let us go back to the discourse. The virtuous Silavanta Sutta. So, Venerable Sariputta answered to the question put to him by the Venerable Mahakotika. And so in that, the Venerable Sariputta said, a virtuous bhikkhu, a virtuous and instructed bhikkhu should carefully attend to the five aggregates subject to clinging as impermanent, as suffering, as a disease, and so on. So there are altogether 11 aspects of them. Among them, we have gone through as impermanent, as suffering, and so on, until as alien. So as alien means as anatta. And next is as disintegrating. So we, a bhikkhu should attend to the five aggregates of clinging as disintegrating. So disintegrating or dissolving. Now, there are two kinds of disintegrating: moment-to-moment disintegrating and disintegrating at the end of one life. And we should see the five aggregates of clinging as disintegrating at every moment or moment by moment. So when we see the disintegrating, that means the disappearance moment by moment, we can understand the last disintegrating in what we call one life. So the disintegrating at the end of life and disintegrating during life at every moment are actually the same. So a bhikkhu should see the five aggregates of clinging as disintegrating, and when he sees the impermanent nature of the aggregates, he sees the disintegrating. Actually, he sees both the arising and disintegrating. And since he sees the disintegrating, he is able to see the impermanent nature or the characteristic of impermanence, which is non-existence after having been. The next aspect is as empty. So a bhikkhu should see the five aggregates of clinging as empty. Now here, empty does not mean nothingness. Empty in Theravada means empty of atta, empty of abiding self or soul. So when he observes the five aggregates, he sees only the five aggregates and nothing more that he can call a self or a soul. At every moment of noting, he understands that there is the object that is noted and the mind that notes. And only these two go pairwise at every moment. And there is nothing over and above the thing that is noted and the mind that notes. So he does not see anything that he can call a self or a soul. And so he should see in this way. So seeing as empty means seeing as another, seeing as non-self. Now the last one is as non-self, as another. And we already know about another. So there are altogether 11 aspects here, but in brief, there are only three: as impermanent, as suffering, and the last, as non-self. Now you will see the small numbers after the words. And number one means that this is the aspect of anicca or impermanence. So as impermanent and as disintegrating mean actually the same thing as impermanent. And then as suffering, as a disease, as a tumor, as a dart, as misery, as an affliction, they mean dukkha or suffering. And as alien, as empty, and as non-self, they mean as another. So what is important is at least to see the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent, suffering, and non-self or non-soul. And these 11 aspects actually are found in other suttas taught by the Buddha himself. So although we find these 11 aspects here as taught by the Venerable Sariputta, actually the Venerable Sariputta took these from the teachings given by the Buddha himself. And so they are as authentic as the teachings of the Buddha himself. So in this discourse and in other discourses, these 11 aspects are given. But if you think they are too little, you can go to Visuddhimagga and you will find 40 aspects there. So when describing the Vipassana knowledge, the Visuddhimagga describes these 40 kinds of observing the aggregates of clinging or observing mind and matter. So if you want to know more, then you may go to Visuddhimagga and take those 40 aspects. Now, what can we expect from seeing the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent, as suffering, and as non-self? Now, Venerable Sariputta said, when a virtuous bhikkhu and also an instructed bhikkhu carefully attends thus to these five aggregates subject to clinging, it is possible that he may realize the fruit of stream entry. So that means when a bhikkhu sees the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent and so on, there's a possibility that he will become a Sotapanna. So in order to become a Sotapanna, what do we have to do? We have to observe the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent, as suffering, and as non-self. So it is very important that when we practice Vipassana meditation, we see these three characteristics of five aggregates of mind and matter, or of all conditioned phenomena. when we see the three characteristics of five aggregates of clinging, it will lead us to gaining dispassion towards these five aggregates. Now, first we see that they are impermanent, they are suffering, and they are not soul. That means we see the arising and disappearing. And when we see the arising and disappearing, especially the disappearing, we will come to realize that these five aggregates that disappear every moment are fearful, are dangerous. Since they are disintegrating or disappearing at every moment, what if they stop arising and disappearing? That means death. So death can come to us any moment. And so that is one thing frightening about the five aggregates. And when we see that they are dangerous, we find fault with them. We see fault in them. And when we see fault in them, we become dispassionate towards these things. We are no longer attached to them. We no longer want them. We no longer want to possess them. We turn away from them, and that is what is called dispassion, to be dispassionate towards these five aggregates. So when this dispassionate attitude towards five aggregates is very important in vipassana, and it is called strong vipassana. So only when one reaches the stage of dispassion towards all five aggregates is vipassana becomes strong. Before that, vipassana is called young vipassana or tender vipassana. So at the stages of seeing rising and falling, seeing that they are fearful and so on, they are not called strong vipassana yet. So only when one reaches the stage of dispassion towards the five aggregates, disenchantment with these five aggregates, is vipassana called strong vipassana. So this strong vipassana will lead a yogi to the attainment of enlightenment, to the attainment of stream entry here. Because when one becomes disenchanted with these five aggregates, one wants to get out of them, or one wants to throw them away. So when he wants to get out of them, then he will practice more, and then in the end he will be able to get rid of them. So to be dispassionate towards the five aggregates of clinging is important, and to become dispassionate towards these five aggregates, first we need to see them as impermanent, as suffering, and as non-soul. So since only when a yogi sees the three characteristics that he or she reached the stage of dispassion towards the aggregates, so it is important to reach that stage. Now, this reaching that stage of becoming dispassioned through seeing the three characteristics is powerfully explained in Visuddhimagga with a simile, and I hope many of you have heard that simile. The simile of a man who tries to catch a fish. So there is a man, and he wants to catch fish, and so he puts some net or something, like a basket, in the water. Now, after some time, he thought there was a fish in the net, and so he took hold of that thing. He thought it was a fish. And so when he took hold of that fish, or what he thought to be fish, he was very happy, because now he had something, say, for him. So he raises an up out of the water, and then when it came out of the water, he saw the three lines on the thing he had got hold of. And these three lines are three lines of poison. So now he knew that it was not a fish, but a snake. So when, at that moment, how would you feel? you become afraid. Because now it is not a fish, and it is a snake, a poisonous snake that can kill you with a bite. So he was afraid or terrified, and so he saw danger in that. So when he saw danger, he became dispassionate. Now he doesn't want it. So when he becomes dispassionate, or when he wants to turn away from it, he wants to get free from it. He wants to throw it away, or he wants to be delivered from it. And then, before throwing the snake away, because he wanted to do something to the snake so that it could not bite him back. So he took the snake and then swung the snake on his head for maybe 3-4 times, and then he threw it away. So in the same way, after being dispassionate with the five aggregates, you have to watch, you have to observe the three characteristics again, so that you do not want the five aggregates again. So in order not to be bitten by the failure to see the three characteristics, he dwelt on the three characteristics more. And so a time will come when his mind rushes into the cessation of all conditioned phenomena from the conditioned phenomena. So that rushing into what is unconditioned phenomena is what is meant by attaining enlightenment, or taking Nibbana as object. So this is a very powerful simile. So until you see the danger, you will not want to get away from something. Only when you see danger, only when you see fault, do you want to get away from it. So that is why, if you want to quit smoking, then you have to see the real danger in smoking. If you want to quit drinking, you have to see the real danger in drinking, and so on. Until you see the danger, you will not want to give it up. So this is a logical sequence, natural logical sequence, not made up by anybody. So first, you need to see the object, and then you need to see that this object is nothing to be adhered to, nothing to be attached to, because now you see that it has faults of impermanence and so on. And only when you see the fault, do you want to get away from it? So it is very important that first we see the three characteristics, and then we reach the stage of dispassion towards the five aggregates. You can find this simile in detail in Visuddhimagga, or the English translation, The Path of Purification, chapter 21. So here the Venerable Sariputta said, if a monk sees the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent and so on, there is a possibility that he may become a sotapanna, or he may reach the stage of stream entry. Now, what is stream entry? It is a translation of the Pali word sotapatti. So the word sotapatti is made up of two parts, sota and apatti. Now, sota really means not stream. Sota is the current, the current in the river, or the flow of water. So that is called sota. And apatti means first reaching. So sotapatti means first reaching the current. Now, when anything gets into the current of a river, then it is sure to reach the ocean. So in the same way, when a person gets into this current of the Noble Path, he is sure to reach Nibbana. So once a person becomes a sotapanna, there is no turning back. So he will go nearer and nearer to Nibbana, and after maximum of seven lives, he will reach Nibbana. So the stream entry means getting into the current for the first time. So the Pali word is again sotapatti, comprising of sota and apatti. And when does a person get into this stream or current? When he attains enlightenment for the first time. Now, when does a person get into this current for the first time? Now, he gets into the current for the first time when his practice of vipassana becomes mature, when his practice of vipassana becomes complete. So at the moment, at that moment, what happens is there arises in his mind a type of consciousness. And that type of consciousness he has not experienced before in his life. And that consciousness arises at the end of the vipassana practice. So that consciousness